you know, just to make sure, got a set about Christmas dinner for you here on the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut. And you know, as I get older, I'm starting to think maybe this is the way to go. Here's something brand new from Pat Godwin. This is a little ditty from his brand new album, Hotel Pool, called Vegan Christmas. On the Twang Trust, Christmas Juggernaut, Christmas Eve edition.
The turkey's made of tofu, steamed that broccoli. Almond milk and cookies for Santa, I'll give you the recipe. There's no eggs, no butter, no sugar that tastes free. It's a vegan Christmas for me. The cauliflower's roasting and stinking up the place. I'm so hungry I could eat the carrot off Frosty's face. Pass the black beans and rice. It won't be a silent night. It's a gassy vegan Christmas for me. Asparagus tainted kisses underneath the mistletoe. You know what I miss is gravy on my mashed potatoes. Look at the snowy weather. My jacket's made of pleather. It's a chilly vegan Christmas for me. A soy knock, try my nut roast. No beef, no dairy. Gonna live forever if I don't shoot myself by January. I'm starving, I may eat the needles off a Christmas tree. It's a strict vegan Christmas. Steak and lobster off my wish list. It's a plant-based vegan Christmas for me. Until New Year, when I might crack and have some prime rib as a tasty snack. It's a vegan Christmas for me.
What you making? Cherries, red dye number two.
Green cherries?
Green ones too. It's fruitcake. It's fruitcake. Pecans or walnuts. Citrus peel. Lots of stuff. Add what you feel. Sticks of butter. Cinnamon. Molasses, lots of dark rum, artificial color, artificial flavor. If your family don't want it, give it to a neighbor. It's fruitcake. It's fruitcake. What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candied cherries, red dye number two.
Green cherries?
Green ones too, it's fruitcake. Baking up fruitcake. A little bit of mace.
The stuff they spray in your face?
Oh no, you sillies. It's a spice for taste. Put the oven on low. 3 hours or more. Wrap it in rum.
Yum, yum, yum! Fruitcake!
special flavor. Your family don't want it. Give it to a neighbor. Fruitcake. Yeah, fruitcake. What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherries. Red dye number two. Green cherries. Green ones too. It's fruitcake. In a fruitcake. Hey, fruitcake. Do the fruitcake. Don't call me fruitcake. Do the fruitcake. What's the fruitcake? Hey, fruitcake.
And now, folks, on our program.
Hold it, hold it, hold it.
Yes, Marvin?
Well, you know Robbie the robot?
Well, of course we all know Robbie the robot.
He just ate up all our turkey.
Oh, now just a moment. You mean the turkey that I had on the table?
Yep. He chewed it up.
Well, what's wrong with the can of dog food I left him?
Well, you know, what would you rather have, a can of dog food or the turkey?
Well, I'd rather have the turkey.
Well, doesn't that answer your question?
Mashed potatoes, yes, yes.
I'm Paul Kelly, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hello, Dan. It's Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bell. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland, and Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe, but that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't. smile, salt, a little red wine. Don't forget a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra tang. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed up this time. And look out the reader. I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm standing. Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne. And Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger. 'Cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. I'll break the baby. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Marvin and push the tables back and you dance with Rita. I know you really like her.
There it is, the classic. We have to play that one. Of course, the original version, How to Make Gravy from Paul Kelly. That was the cologne version. Later re-recordings changed the cologne line to a snarky bit about the guy not getting Nina Simone, which is a great line, but I never felt that Joe himself was really a Nina Simone kind of a guy, you know? I mean, his brother, you know, Dan, sure. Dan, total Nina head. But Joe, I don't know. But it's Christmas. You can suspend belief, I suppose. We heard Mashed Potatoes from Rufus Thomas. We heard Robbie the Robot ruining Christmas with Uncle Bob and Archie and Marvin the Mouse there from their Christmas album. The Superions featuring Fred Schneider from the B-52s and Fruitcake and Pat Godwin at the top of that set with Vegan Christmas. So we just played How to Make Gravy from Paul Kelly. It's only right that we play part two, the sequel. Paul put out a new album this year called 70 on It. Is the continuation of How to Make Gravy. What's up with Joe in jail? What's up with Dan and Rita? Where are they at? You're going to find out now on this song called Rita Wrote a Letter. Paul Kelly on the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut.
Don't know how I'm talking, 6 feet down and under the clay. The laws of nature forbid it, but I was never good with rules anyway. The day I walked out of prison, I knew that I was still in stir. For the crime committed, I was
behind the walls between me and her. Stolen my game. They put me on the dishes and the pots and pans. I was happy being busy again. And every night when I came home with my back and feet all aching sore, I lay there in Mary's spare room, toss until the break of dawn. Started to dwindle once they moved further up the coast. Those silences that dragged on forever, I couldn't find the words I needed the most. One day I went to see an old friend, and I brought a little package home. For old time's sake, sweet oblivion, but some things you shouldn't do alone.
Honeymoon is over. I'd like to forget the night we met. You lied to me. You said that you were 19 when you were 23.
Well, it's cold outside, but colder in here. Every year I want to leave you. I get the Yuletide fear. Well, there's snow on the streets and a star on the tree. We may be happily married, but you're killing me, oh. So Merry Christmas, babe. I think I hate you a little bit more than last year.
This year, my presents to you. I'm getting sick of Christmas. I'm already sick of you. This year, my present to you. Your mother never liked me. You've got an Oedipus complex.
Your father's so self-righteous, and he thinks he's Malcolm X.
Oh, so Merry Christmas, babe. I think I hate you
a little
bit more than last year.
This year, my present to you, I'm getting sick of Christmas, I'm already sick of you. This year, my present to you, I'm leaving you,
I'm leaving you,
I'm leaving you, your ho, ho, ho. Diana Krall is not music.
I hate how middle class we are.
I hate your silver executive car.
I hate your job.
Yes, that's a knob.
It's your turn to walk the dog.
Where is the dog?
It's your dog.
This is my present to you. I'm getting sick of Christmas. I'm already sick of you. This year, my present to you. I'm
I'm already sick of you. This
I'm walking,
my present to you.
I'm leaving,
I'm leaving,
I'm leaving.
This year, my present to you.
So he can bust a move under the Christmas moon. 70s. She lit up the dance floor. She really made the scene. Now she's living in a small apartment with a little Christmas tree. Ah, she barely has a sparkle to brighten up the gloom. Out on a walk, she sees Gilbert at the curb. She says to herself, oh, Gilbert, you're coming home with me. And she helped Gilbert get his groove back. Gave him back the fever and they got down together. Oh, Gilbert got his groove back. And they busted moves under the Christmas miracle.
Well, that's the only happy couple we heard from in that set. Doris and Gilbert, dancing up a storm. That was Dave McEachran from the Warped 45s. And a modern Christmas classic, Gilbert the Christmas Disco Weasel. A song inspired by actual events outside the Stew Dome. It's true. Before that, the Ornaments. And Would It Kill You to Kiss Me Under the Mistletoe? Another bit of devastation from the Ornaments. Another one coming up soon. Hide the Sharp Knives. It's Christmas and I Hate You from Josh Weller, Paloma Faith, and the Arctic Circle Ensemble and the Puffin Voices. There's a mouthful. And the epilogue, if you will, of Paul Kelly's How to Make Gravy, a song called Rita Wrote a Letter from Paul's new record, 70, kicked off that little Christmas couples set. Well, most of those were kind of bummer Christmas songs. The bummer Christmas continues here on the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut for a little while. Although a couple of these, they start off in major bummer mode, but this one in particular has got a nice little happy ending. Here's one of our favorite miserable guys, Cale Matson, and a song that's gonna pull at those heartstrings called Twice the Gifts, Half the Love on the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut.
Snowflakes falling out over the moon. It's a court order. Christmas is scheduled for morning and noon. Every year disappear in tinsel and TV lights. Brothers and sisters pretending they don't hear the fight. Friends say I'm lucky, I wish I were you. Pictures of families that never seem true. Holy and holy, I'm never part of. Yeah, it's twice the gifts, but I've I so complicated. For it was lonely and tired and hated. But I say skate away down a hill. Goddamn December feels like forever. Shopping, no parties, be any other day. Make some new memories, always dream of. And it'll be half the gifts, but twice.
This is Cale Mattson, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
He's the little boy that Santa Claus forgot, and goodness knows he didn't want a lot. He sent a note to Santa for some soldiers and a drum. It broke his little heart when he found Santa hadn't come. In the street he envies all those lucky boys, then wanders home to last year's broken toys. I'm so sorry for that laddie. He hasn't got a daddy, the little boy that Santa Claus forgot. You know, Christmas comes but once a year for every girl and boy. The laughter and the joy they find in each brand new toy. I'll tell you of a little boy who lives across the way. This little fella's Christmas is just another day. He's the little boy that Santa Claus forgot, and goodness knows he didn't want a lot. In the street he envies all those lucky boys, then wanders home to last year's broken toys. I'm so sorry for that laddie. He hasn't got a daddy, the little boy that Santa Claus
get them socks. Hey, get them all pet rocks. Some kind of virtual pet that they will probably let die. They won't even try. Hey, maybe a cake with fruit. Hey, maybe a union suit. Maybe some salad forks. Nah, that's a gift. But what am I? Me, I guess I'm fine and dandy. It's gonna be a hard case. gift certificate. Some clothes that will not fit, an underwire bra, it's not a hint. I saw that you had none, so I bought you one. Maybe I'll hit the mall. Maybe I'll hit the wall. Maybe I'll stiff them all. Maybe I'll just get small on kosher wine. Morgan David's fine and dandy. It's gonna be a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through December. Still, I won't let shopping bring me way down. It's gonna be fine and dandy. It's gonna be a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through December. Still, I won't let shopping bring me way down.
I love all those ornament songs so much. I've listened to them all 100 times each. And some of them I still break down sobbing at the end. That one amongst them for sure. Now, it's not necessarily a bummer Christmas song. In my mind, You know, when they make the Hallmark movie of that song, they're not going to leave it open-ended like that. They're going to give you closure at the end. And I'm pretty sure it ends happily. We're just going to go with that. Because we have to. A Coca-Cola Christmas, that one is called. From the Ornaments. Before that, Hard Candy Christmas. From Minneapolis's Trailer Trash. And The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot from Nat King Cole. A song that was so depressing, they pulled it from Nat's Christmas album. It was on there when it was originally released, and people started throwing themselves in front of oncoming traffic when they heard it. The record company thought it was going to be too much lost revenue, so they pulled it. And kind of a rare cut now. And K.O. Matson at the top with Twice the Gifts, Half the Love. Well, here's hoping you get twice the love no matter how many gifts you get. From us to you, all the best here from the Twang Trust. Be sure to join us next week for Old Pal Stu's New Year's Twang and Eve Dance Party. Gonna be a time. We're gonna leave you tonight with some local faves. We love our Winnipeg talent out there, and we hope all of those folks are having a great Christmas, or a great Hanukkah, or a great sitting around doing nothing and watching Stranger Things. Whatever you do is fine with us. Gonna hear in this set from Mise en Scene, Hatcher Briggs, Two Piano Tornado, along with The Spectacles, and Here's a Guy That Likes Surprises. This is Son of Dave, kicking off the final set of the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut, Christmas Eve edition. See you next week, kids.
is Jeffrey Hatcher from the Blue Shadows wishing everyone everywhere peace on earth now and in the coming year.
Don't you worry, I'll be home soon. And every day will be like a holiday when my baby, when my baby comes home. Sitting by the phone when she gets here, I'll never be alone. She said she'd be here sometime today. Well, I know when she gets here, she'll never go away. And every day will be like a holiday.
Don't forget what it's all about. Don't forget.
Now here's the real deal. A visit from St. Nicholas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When to my wandering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them my name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, come Comet on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. And dry leaves that before wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys they had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke had encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.